Hello, my name is Hayden Thompson and welcome to the Pack Heavy Podcast. Now, this show is really for anyone in the hospitality and food manufacturing industries that uses flexible packaging to get their products to market. Here, I'll be talking about everything food packaging and providing you with the information and knowledge that you need to get the right food package into your hands and into the hands of your consumer. I'm really excited to be interviewing guests just like you who have traveled the path that you're on so that you can learn from their successes and failures and engage in the mindset required to go all in on your vision. Now, I personally call this mindset the pack heavy mentality, and it is driven by deliberate actions such as making the decision to go all in on your vision for your business. So I'm talking about gathering market intelligence, putting a strong plan in place, organizing the appropriate resources, and then executing on your strategy with precision. So if you're packing heavy on your vision, you're definitely in the right place, and I'm really excited to have you here. Good morning and welcome to episode number 2 of the Pack Heavy Podcast. I'm your host Hayden Thompson, and on today's episode I'm going to be talking primarily about custom packaging projects and my project preparation checklist. Now, to kick things off on for this podcast, I'm going to be launching with a 3-part series. And the 3-part series is going to be focused on custom packaging and the process that's involved for a customer like you to get a package into your hands. So, I mean, custom packaging has never been easier or more accessible or affordable for your business. I really find that when I talk to customers like you, everybody's really surprised as to how easy it is to get such an amazing looking bag into your hands and in the hands of your consumer. However, what I find, like anything, what seems simple on the outset can turn into a bit of a beast and time-consuming task. So what I like to do when working with a client just like you is find out exactly what it is that you're looking for and really have a deep diving conversation that's sort of geared towards what your vision is and understanding exactly what your specific goals are, just so that I can cover or uncover any existing challenges or priorities within your business or problems that we can solve. So, like I just mentioned, this opening series is really broken down into the process of a custom packaging project, and I've broken it down into 3 parts. So I'm going to start with brand identity and artwork. Then we're going to talk about brand type and material structures that are used to make the bags. And then we're going to talk about different print methods and how that impacts the overall project as well. So when you're packing heavy with this information, what it'll do is it really allow you to have a greater chance of receiving a stunning looking bag that serves its purpose properly and is also priced at the right price point for you, which is ultimately an extremely important part of the process. However, prior to listening to the series that I'm about to launch with, I really recommend that you sit down with your team and do some serious due diligence and preparation with the intention of being clear on what it is that you're about to embark on. So do your due diligence, analyze your landscape, be informed, and ensure that you have the answers to the following questions. So I've got a PDF that's definitely downloadable on the website. Really, its intention is to give you clarity. So I've got a few questions here, and I'm just going to lead with it. So how are you currently packaging your product? So what's working and what's not? And this is a really important question to ask, because if you already have a package, I think it's important that you assess it for its current value. And I want you to assess it. Is it serving its purpose? Is there anything that you particularly like about it, that you don't like about it, so that when you're moving forward, we can either hold on to those value propositions or dismiss them? What channels are you selling into, and how is your product stored, shipped, and displayed? So this is also very important. So do you pack your product fresh or frozen? Do you pack it hot? Is your product shipped cold? Is it shipped frozen? Is it stored in the freezer section? Is it stored in the main aisle of a grocery store at room temperature? These are all really important and critical questions that you need to have answers to. The third question is, how will your customer interact with your package? Will they pick it up? Will they smell the aroma of the coffee through the valve? Will they tear the bag open? Will they use scissors? How do you intend your customer to interact with the packaging? How do your competitors package their product is also an extremely important question to answer. And the reason that I find this is such a valuable exercise to undergo is because if you've got competitors out there, they've most likely already gone through the process of evaluating the product and what it particularly needs to be successful at in the market. You know, It's always really important to consider alternative ways to market your product and get it into the hands of your consumer in a way that is differentiating yourself from your competitor. However, there may be damn good reasons as to why they're doing what they're doing, and it would be a good idea to take that into account throughout the process. Does your packaging have specific material and structural needs? So for example, if we're talking about a product that needs to be frozen, we need to be talking about a certain thickness of plastic or laminated plastic materials to keep your product fresh and to keep it safe from any freeze burn, for example. Another great example is coffee. It definitely needs a layer in there that'll protect the coffee from any external perfumes, from UV light, and keep all of the beautiful aromas and coffee nice and fresh. So a metallized layer is usually something that is taken into account. And different products definitely have different requirements, and we need to have some answers to be able to fit you with the right product in that respect. How are you filling and sealing your bag is also another very important piece to have some understanding around. So are you hand filling your bag? Are you using a weigh and fill machine? Are you using a third party manufacturer that has specific requirements around the equipment that they're using to fill and seal your package? You know, sometimes I'll have conversations with prospects or customers and they haven't taken this into consideration. So if you have this information up front before a consultation, it'll definitely expedite and speed up the process. Will your packaging need to evolve as you scale? So just as important as the previous question is this part of the process. And really, like, a lot of businesses start off by hand bombing product into the bag and then using a simple impulse seal to seal it up. And that's great until your business hits a certain size and you've got certain requirements around fulfilling orders and the scale at which you need to do that with. So is the package that you vision, is it something that you can scale it with, or is it something that's going to get you to a certain point in your business size and then you're going to need to reevaluate and move in a new direction? What is your timeline and significant milestones that you need to be considered? Is an extremely important part. Do you have a certain date that you need to have product in your warehouse by? Do you have an order that really is that you're being demanded to fulfill, and so we need to work within a certain time restraint? All really important parts of the process. What is your budget for the package for design and print setup costs? Also something that you need to evaluate right from the onset. Now, a lot of people don't necessarily have a budget, and I will work with you to create a budget around what the expectations are on price points and what your cost is going to be for your package. Some people base their budget on their packaging hitting a certain percentage of the cost of their product, and they evaluate it in that respect. Other people just know that they've got a budget, for example, if I use round numbers, of $10,000, and they want to maximize their $10,000 budget to get as many packages in their warehouse as possible. So everybody attacks it from a different angle, and my goal is to understand exactly what it is that you are basing your budgeting criteria on, so that I can work with you through that process. What quantity of bags are you ultimately looking to purchase, and what are your consumption projections? So this is an extremely important piece. When I'm evaluating the bag that you're looking at, there might be minimum order quantities that we need to achieve with you, with the manufacturer. Or there might be certain volumes that we're trying to achieve so that you can get a bag into your hands at that certain price point that you're looking to buy that. So we can also take into account purchasing at scale and large quantities to drive that price down for you as well, and taking advantage of economies of scale. So having an understanding of your consumption projections definitely help around this. We can evaluate your needs on a 12-month period, or we can break it down into, say, 4 periods over the course of a year that you'd need to go and do a manufacturing run. The world is your oyster in that respect, and it all definitely comes down to cost. So that's my pre-packaging project checklist. It's available for download on our website. If you head to www.thepackheavypodcast.com, you'll be able to download it there. So thank you very much for your time today. I appreciate you tuning in. Next week, I'm going to be interviewing Clay Yandel from Egg Beater Creative. It's going to be a great conversation. and I look forward to you tuning in then. Thanks a lot. Bye. Thanks for listening today. If you have any questions from today's episode or would like to know more about what I can do to help you achieve your packaging vision, you can reach me directly at hayden@thepackheavypodcast.com. You could DM me on Instagram @thepackheavypodcast, or we could also connect on LinkedIn and start a conversation there. I'll see you next week.